Welcome to Spiritually Guided, a podcast where we discuss all things spirituality, the human experience, intuition, psychic development, spirit guides, energy, and so much more goodness. I'm your host, Carla Myra, psychic and psychic development mentor, and I'm really happy that you are here with me today. Now let's dive in to today's episode. Hi, you guys. I hope that you are doing amazing. So today I have a really interesting topic slash like question conversation for us to dive into. And in essence, it's like diving into trusting yourself or like trusting archangels. That's what I'm naming this podcast episode. And that's literally like the vibe. So let's just dive right in because I'm really, really, really excited to like dive into this and have a chat about this with you guys. And then, of course, I would love to know what you guys think. So if we're not connected on Instagram, make sure we connect. My information will be in the show notes. Okay, so question to start off the episode. Do you put all of your faith in angels and guides and archangels? Or do you also, you have faith in angels and guides, but do you also have enough self-trust in yourself? Self-trust in yourself. Do you have enough self-trust? Do you trust your own intentions? Do you trust your own power and your own energy? Have you developed that? Okay, so I want you to like stick with me until the very end, please, as we like dive into all of this. So think about that question, and we're gonna like for sure dive deeper into that. But I wanted to start off with like a little quick story, and it all ties in. So I remember I was on a plane, and it from like literally the beginning, there was a lot of like turbulence, and I was so freaking nervous because I had also just seen on TikTok like people sharing videos of like a plane they were on, and that was like very, very like turbulency. And thankfully, the people like made it safely to their destination and all of that. But I just remember thinking as I was on that plane, like, oh my God, those videos looked so scary. I can't imagine what the people were going through. I do not want to go through that. So there I was, scared of the turbulence, like worried that it would get worse, like literally worried. And then I was like, wait a minute, hold up. We have archangels here to help us. So I said a quick thanks, a quick prayer to Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And like literally, you guys, within 30 seconds, we were smooth sailing, like literally smooth sailing, technically smooth flying, LOL. So I know for people who are like skeptics or people who are just learning to trust, you're like, was it really because you called upon these archangels? Like even I had a moment of like, okay, did they really help, or did we just happen to leave the area that was causing the turbulence and we would have been fine? Hold up, my cat wants to exit my office. I'll be right back. Okay, she did not want to exit. She just wants the door opened. Right, so I was like, okay, was it really them, or were we just leaving like the turbulent airs? And the truth is, you guys, we're never going to know. Like, we're not going to know, right? But I choose to remain in my belief of the archangels helping us out. I mean, obviously, because it's the reason I reached out in the first place, right? I have this belief. And another thing that I've done while I'm, like, up in the air is I imagine this, like, group of angels underneath the airplane supporting us throughout the whole journey, making sure that we, like, land safely. And I feel like I got that idea from somewhere, but I just can't remember. So, anyways, as I was recalling all of this, I thought to myself, oh my God, it's so freaking crazy how powerful the belief in a powerful entity that is there for us can completely change our energies. I literally went from, like, being nervous too relaxed because of how strong my belief is in the support of the archangels. But the thing is, you guys, each and every one of us, we are literally powerful beings too. We're capable of creating so much through our thoughts, through our beliefs, and of course, through our actions. I mean, after all, we are literally within us. We are that source energy. We're just in human form, but we're like powerful as well. But oftentimes, right, like we fail to like remember that or have that ultimate faith. And I think like part of the spiritual journey is that people, now specifically people who have a religious background, they go from their organized religion, right, where they believed like fully in their God, to now entering like what we call spirituality, and now they fully believe in source energy, the universe, etc. And of course, you know, we faith is beautiful, but I feel like when you just see these things like the universe, God, as completely separate and completely as having the power, and you literally have no power, like you do not have any power, that's where I think we really need to like dive deeper into and like really question, like, but why are we just fully believing things outside of us have all the power and we have zero power? Why are we believing this story of us having no power, right? Because I'm not saying that the universe, that God, that they don't have power, that it doesn't have power, that you know what I mean? Like, obviously there's so much power within that. But what I really want to bring light to is the fact that what I believe is an issue is when we just see power as fully outside of us and we're not claiming any of our power. That's what I really want to talk about. So as we have faith in the universe, simultaneously have faith and trust in ourselves and in our abilities, right? Because there is a difference between wanting to reach out to an archangel because it's like what you feel in the moment, like, oh my God, yeah, let me call in this archangel, versus feeling like you need to because you have no power. But you guys, we're literally made up of energy, like energy, 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 everything energy, right? Energy and love. And your energy, your intention, your love is so freaking powerful. And I want you to fully remember that always, okay? So there's actually a podcast episode that I listened to not long after like I had my whole airplane experience, and it's an episode by Aaliyah Lovely, but I just can't recall if it was in her Spiritual Shit podcast or like her Miss Mystic podcast. So sorry, I can't link the episode to you. But basically in that episode, she talked about how we have our own power, and because of that, we don't always need to rely or call upon angels or guides to give away our power. And one of the specific examples she gave is that she went from journaling, thank you for protection, to I put protection on and I make this happen. And when she said I put protection on, it reminded me of when I think about my family. I obviously, you know, I love them. I want them to be safe and secure. And so I envision a beautiful like white pink light around them, and I send protecting and loving energy their way. But I know that my journey took me from asking God to protect them, to then asking angels to protect them, to then me remembering my own connection to this energy that is available at all times, this energy, beautiful, powerful energy, and then me sending it directly to my family. Do you guys see the difference? Because there's a difference, and I really hope I'm explaining it in a way that is clear. So I really loved hearing Aaliyah talk about this because, like I said, many times people go from trusting God as they knew it in their religious institution to then believing in God / the universe from a spiritual lens. But then again, they still believe the power is outside of them. And I know that there is something exciting and something magical and beautiful about being able to reach out to your angels and your guides for support. Like, trust me, I know. One of my most popular readings is my spirit guide readings. Do you guys hear my cat? That's my baby. One of my most popular readings is my spirit guide readings. And I I know that people have this desire to connect with their guides, these beings that we deem as so much more powerful than us. Like, trust me, I love getting my own spirit guide readings as well. There's just something, like, I don't know, exciting about all of that. But I want us to also remember that, first of all, power is subjective, right? Like, I think we all view power differently. But really also, I feel like there is so much power in being human and enjoying this planet, and so much power in being able to make physical changes and impact the world, impact those people around us.
Hi, my baby.
One moment, you guys. Okay, so I want you to, like, never forget that, first of all, you're powerful. You are powerful because, like, you were able to, like, have so much power as a human. But then when you tune in your energy, your ability to, like, tap into the energy, then that, like, you guys are literally, like, unstoppable. You guys are literally full of, like, this power to protect and to send love and to heal. Okay, so just as much as we have all this confidence in our spirit guides and our spirit team, I want you guys to have that same amount of confidence in yourself. Like, you need to develop that. Like, 100% develop that, okay? Develop it, develop it, develop it. And, okay, so I want to talk about this because this is, like, a small little example that I think is, like, so fitting. So, you know, when you're first starting your manifestation journey, one of the things that people always say is, like, oh, you know, ask the universe to open up, like, a parking spot by the front or whatever. And then, you know, you do it and you're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Yes. But how about this? How about you open up space for yourself? You open up the space for your parking spot. So shortly after my trip, I was meeting up with my friend for lunch. And as I was heading over there, I remember saying something along the lines of, I clear the space, I make space for a parking spot near my destination. And lo and behold, as I was pulling up, there was a car literally backing out near the restaurant where my friend and I were meeting up. And I was like, oh my God, yes, like, it's super close. I was so excited because, like, this area literally gets packed. And I was like, yes, I did it, literally. So I want you guys to try that next time. Instead of saying, like, universe makes space for me, how about you just say, I'm making space. I'm the one that's opening up the space for a parking lot. Try that out. Let me know how it goes. Also, if you feel, like, emotions and feelings and all of that, like, journal it. Get your notebook, journal it out, because you're going to get so much clarity as to, like, your fears, your apprehensions, like, your concerns and all of that. And, like, you need to clear that energy to become even stronger in your faith in yourself. Okay, so as I'm, like, talking about faith in yourself, I also want to talk about another way that people give away their power. And that is through divination tools. And, like, trust me, I am someone who freaking loves oracle cards, tarot cards, like, you know, love them. But there is a difference between, like, using them as a tool versus literally feeling like you need to go to them for all the answers and all the insights. And what's disempowering is literally when you feel like you have to use those tools because you don't trust yourself. You don't trust your intuition. You don't trust the inner guidance that is coming through to you. And if this is you, if you find yourself in this position where you're just like, let me just check my cards, let me use this, let me use it in the morning, let me use it at night, like, okay, before I make any decision, like, let me use my cards, let me use my runes, let me use my pendulum, whatever. Like, if it's coming out of this fear, out of this, like, crutch, like, oh my gosh, I need them to, like, guide me, I need them to, like, confirm, I need them to blah, 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 then I have two episodes that I want you to check out. So the first episode is episode 11. Are you depending too much on your spiritual tools and practices? Please go check that out. And episode 4, is it your intuition or ego? How to tell the difference? And these two go hand in hand. First of all, I really want to talk about, like, well, I did talk about, so I really want you to check out episode 11 about, like, are you depending too much? Because that's, like, a whole thing that I feel like people don't really talk about, but, like, please go check that out. And then the intuition and ego episode is very much like, You're gonna learn, because I share with you how to tell the difference between the two. And it's when you're able to tell the difference between the two that you're gonna get more confident in the choices that you make. You're gonna feel more confident in, like, is that my inner guidance, or is that just, you know, my fear coming through disguised as something that is like, I'm interpreting it as like my intuition speaking to me. So go check that out. And then also, I want you to listen to episode 12, Shadow Work, what it is, the benefits, and how to begin the journey, because shadow work can be one of the biggest tools in you learning to trust yourself and deciphering like what really is going on within you. So check out all those three episodes. I will link them in the show notes for you. Okay, so let me see, where am I? Sorry, I also have a couple notes because otherwise, oh my God, you guys, I would talk in circles. We would be here like forever. But let's see. Okay, so yeah, so I'm not here to like tell you guys like leave behind connecting to the archangels, to your spirit guides. Like, no, please. I feel like I've made it clear, but I'm just like emphasizing, do not interpret this episode as me saying, don't have faith in the universe, don't have faith in the archangels. Like, no, 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 no. That is not what I'm saying at all. Not at all. In fact, I actually pulled a tarot card in the beginning of this episode to see if like there was anything else that I like wanted to come through. And I got the Three of Pentacles, which is very fitting because it's like associated with teamwork and learning and all of that. And I firmly believe in your spiritual journey as that, as teamwork, right? I don't believe it. I don't believe spirituality is you giving away your power to just switching it from an organized, you know, religious view of God to then like a spiritual view of the universe and all of that. Mm-mm-mm. I want you guys to be in your power. When in your power, as you are in your power, I want you to work in harmony with your guides and the entities that you like to work with, right? It's all going to be in harmony. You get to bring the most powerful version of you, act from that space, act from your own guidance, your own wisdom, your own strength, because you guys are so much more powerful than you realize. And also work with the archangels you want to work with your guides. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally that collaboration. I feel like I cannot speak today. Okay, so that's really what I'm trying to say. Like, work in harmony, work in teamwork. That is what I love. Like, I love working in teamwork with it all, because once you're confident in yourself and you also are, you know, confident in your archangels being there for you and your spirit guides being there for you, you're able to like, how do I word it? It's like accessing different tools, quote unquote tools, for lack of a better word, in different situations. Like when I was on that airplane, what I really wanted to do, what like popped to mind was like, wait, we have archangels, like ask them to help you. And that felt so good to me. And there are other times where I just like, I can feel my intuition. I can feel like this nudge, you know, like come to me. And I'm just like, yep, that's what I need to do. I don't need to check with my tarot deck. I don't need to like ask for a sign for my spirit guide. I don't need to see like, oh my God, you know, show me, you know, the color, blah, 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 or whatever. Like, no, I just trust. I know where it's coming from and I act from that. And then there are other times where I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, let's get this group of angels and like, let's have a safe flight or safe road trip or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Like, it's in the moment, in that moment, I don't even know what I want to do in that moment. What am I trying to say? It's like moment by moment scenario, or like it varies moment by moment. I'm sorry, like the last 20 seconds has been me trying to say words and it's like coming out messy, but whatever. So basically it's what I said, like in the airplane, I felt like I wanted to reach out to the archangels, and so I did. There are other times where I fully just trust my intuition and I go with it. There are other times where I'm like, wait a minute, I really want to pull some cards. Let me see what they say. Kind of with this podcast episode, like I said, I pulled out a card. And you guys, like, I literally never do that. I do not pull cards before podcast episodes. But for this episode, I literally was like, let me pull a card. And so there was that. So it's all going to depend. And because every situation is different, you just never know what's going to come to you in that moment, like which way you want to gravitate towards. But your options are expanded when you include yourself as that option, when you get to trust yourself as well, when you get to like just act from your own power and strength, when you get to, you guys, it's like something so beautiful when you're able to like feel the flow of love from the energy, like just gravitating towards, like through you, it's flowing through you and you're sending that out to someone. That is like so fucking beautiful, like literally so beautiful. I need you guys to try that. Like, and maybe I'll make a whole podcast episode about that. But there's something like really magical when you're literally connecting to the universe, that beautiful energy, and you're letting like energy like flow through your body, and like you're sending love from your heart and you're sending it to people. Like, it is one of the most beautiful feelings. It's so beautiful. But you wouldn't be feeling that if you were just asking for, you know, your angel to send love to, you know, your family or whoever it was. When you're able to send it from within you, your own self, like that, like literally it's like, oh my God, I don't even know how to describe it. So not only, you know, does it feel so good and beautiful, but you literally get to build that confidence within yourself, and you get to remember the power of you. The power of you. I feel like that's like a book title or something. I don't know if it is, but if it's not, like, it should be. So yeah. In summary, it is teamwork. It is literally teamwork, and you get to be fully in your power through it all. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, I would absolutely love it if you gave us a review on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to. And again, I would absolutely love to know your thoughts. So make sure we connect, because I'm really, really, really curious. Like, I hope you guys, that this came at a right time for you. And also, please share this. Like, if you share this, then we get to spread the message more to more people. And I honestly think that's, you know, that's only like a good thing. So, okay. Well, I will talk to you guys later. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.